She'll find my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii, and we're also live on the internet. So, make sure you let your friends know. Okay, they can hear us all over the world. When you're buying a used car from a private party, from a used car lot, wherever, it's proper etiquette to cut the price if you find things wrong. You know, like the seats don't work, the windows don't go up and down, things like that. But just to cut a price, to cut a price for yourself, is bad. You find reasons to cut it. There's a reason why the used car lot had the price at that price. They go by the guideline of the Blue Book or the Kelly's Book. And that's like a rough guideline, like when you go to buy a house. They have also a guideline. Same thing. But when you make an offer, make sure you're buying it. If they accept your offer, make sure you're buying it. Otherwise, that's really bad because you're wasting the guy's time and, you know, you make him aggravated. Don't waste people's time. Okay? If you're really interested, like they say, put your money where your mouth is, or else don't talk. The other thing on used cars from dealerships, whether it's small used car dealership or big used car dealerships or new car dealerships, they sell it as is, the sticker on the window. They can sell it as is, but all safety-related items, brakes, steering, suspension, windshield, all has to be fixed. It cannot go out as is, okay? Safety-related things have to be fixed. Now, if you buy the car and you find out you pay too much because it's a used car, that the dealer is not obligated to refund your money. A deal is a deal. On a new car, you might be able to do that, but not on a used car. Okay? So, do your homework before you buy the car. The other thing, you ladies, when you go to buy clothes, you always go in and you try it out and look in the mirror to see how you look like, right? Okay. Do you do that with a car? Do you jump in the car and take a look at how you look like in the car? No. No. Every woman does not look in the mirror at how they look like in the car. Okay? You see so many women driving down the road and they don't really match the car. I mean, guys are like that too, but guys don't put on the shirt and coat and go look in the mirror how they look like. They don't care. They just buy the coat, buy the shirt, and they go. Okay? But women, indifferent. So women, before you go and make a decision to buy that car, look at how you look like in the car. Okay? But you salesmen, if you're listening, you should have a camera, because women jump in the car. You can take a picture and say, hey, look how good you look in that car. That's it. She's going to be sold. So buy the car. Okay? Just a tip. Okay? Now, when you buy the car, whether it's a new car, used car, make sure the VIN number matches. Okay? Make sure the VIN number matches the registration. Make sure you have the updated safety sticker. Since we still have a safety sticker, we should get rid of it. But anyway, make sure everything's up to date and make sure you inform your insurance company about the purchase. Okay? A lot of people are driving around. Expired registration, expired safety check. If you get into a bad accident, and this is common, the first thing they look for is that car legal? Does it have updated safety sticker and registration? If not, the insurance company, whether it's yours or the other car, will back out of it. They will not cover you. And that's legal because the insurance policy covers legal vehicles only. Okay? So pay attention. Make sure everything is covered. Now, if you have a question, give us a call. 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? Now, a lot of people are abusing the handicap sticker. I see this almost every day. And I know Bob's listening and he's going to be upset because he sees it too. Okay? Handicap vehicles can park at the meter and not have to pay. This vehicle that I saw, a Sienna van, parked at the meter all day. And that driver, that person that drives that van, was not handicapped. There was no handicapped person in the car, nothing. It's an abuse of the handicap privilege. Okay? So, that's not right. But more and more people are doing this. And talking about the parking meter, you know, I think that is really a waste of money when the mayor and the city purchases new parking meters. There's nothing wrong with the old ones. They want new ones that will accept credit cards. That's a waste of money. I mean, money is really tight right now with the city and the state. There's no time to be and buying new meters and new this and new that. What about the schools? The kids need air conditioning. It's hot. I don't know. I can be on this radio talking about all this kind of stuff, but who's going to do anything about it? Who? I mean, the other day, a guy complained about the gasoline at Costco. Did I ever recommend buying gas at Costco? He listens to the radio every Saturday. What can I say? Anyway.
But then, it was lucky he did that because you learned some things from him.
Yeah, yeah. Something's wrong with the Costco gas. It was black. Who knows what color the gas is? You just stick it in the car and go. Well, the reason he went back to check because his car stalled. And he went back to get gas and it was black. He put some in a gas container, a plastic gas container. By the time I got to him, the container had collapsed. It was weird. I never saw a plastic gas container collapse from the gas. I don't know, but that wasn't the first case. I had three people that called me about that. Okay, so what's happening with the gas? The old gasoline never did do that. Why is it doing that now? It's because you, the people of Hawaii, allow it. If you had a big plate of money and people came and helped themselves and take the money and you didn't see anything, you think they're going to stop? They're going to line up at your plate and help themselves. That's what's happening. You, the people of Hawaii, have to say something. Okay? If you have an accident, it's highly recommended to take picture of the accident before they move the cars. Take pictures. Your phones all can take pictures. Okay? Because there's so many people that change their story and try to put the blame on the other person. It's not like back in the 50s where people took the blame and very considerate. Today, they'll back into your car in a parking lot and not say a word and drive off. Not before. Anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? So, anyway, that's the thing with the people today. Okay? So, if you see people abusing the handicap sticker, turn them in. Because that's wrong. Okay? Now, when you buy tires, remember I told you to look at the date. Look at the date on the tires. Because there's a lot of cheap tires out there and the date is way out of date. Would you buy a bread 10 years old? No. Because you ladies squeeze it before you buy it. You always squeeze the bread. But you can't squeeze the tire, so look at the date on the tire. There's a little oval with four numbers. The first two numbers is the week. The second two numbers is the year. Okay.
We have Brandon from Honolulu.
Hi, Brandon.
Oh, hi, George. How are you?
Okay. How's you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. It's kind of hot out.
Yeah, it's hot.
It's okay. And, of course, I'm excited because kicked off their season yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I heard you say that. Is that right? The mayor wants to buy the meters that will accept credit cards?
Yep.
Oh, boy. That's not needed.
I know.
I mean, what's more important, fixing the roads and fixing the infrastructure or buying brand new meters?
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, I
couldn't believe it.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. And also, you know what the bad thing is about the state? Didn't there was an article in the paper that the state ended up on a big surplus, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So you know what that means? The guy, the administrators at DOE, they're going to be asking for a raise. And do you think that's right?
Well, we need more important things than that right now.
Exactly, like you said, cooling the schools.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other day I work in town and I walk I get off the bus stop and I walk to work. It's about a a block away from the bus stop. And it was hot. It felt like 90 degrees. Now, I want these administrators to go to Campbell High School in Ever Beach, and I want them to sit in that classroom and have them work and see how they like that. I don't think they're going to be in favor of that.
No.
And here's another thing. I observe many things because I don't drive to work, as I said before, and I walk. And this, what I saw the other day, this was absolutely incredible. This guy was driving his truck. He was coming down Bear Canyon by the Home World building, and across, of course, everyone knows across the street is the main police station. And what did this driver do? He ran the red light right by the police station. And that guy must have had 9 lives because a cop was not there.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and I agree with what you said, that the people nowadays, there's no aloha.
No.
There's no aloha on the road. There's no aloha in a parking lot at a shopping center.
Any place.
Yes, exactly. You know, everybody's like a robot. They're so fixated on their cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
They're worried about what Facebook posts that happened, or what tweet that happened. And I think as a society, we need to get back to basics.
That's right.
You know, like when I grew up, I'm 30, so I grew up in the mid 90s. You know, I did not spend my time. That, of course, back in those days, there was no cell phones. So in my spare time, I went out. I played with my friends, went to the park to shoot basketball, you know, play football. But nowadays, a lot of kids, they're hooked on technology.
Mm-hmm.
So I think children these days need to get back to basics.
Yep.
Okay, all right. Thanks, George.
Thank
Always
you.
Enjoy listening to your show.
Aloha.
Thank you.
Okay, we have Ukulele Joe on the line.
Ukulele Joe.
Hey, how are you, sir?
I have
two things. One,
how are you doing?
Okay. First, your handicap placard is only good for 2 hours at the meter, not all day.
Well, this man, every day is all day.
I know, but it's only good for 2 hours. So if you see that one all day, call, because they have what is called a handicap posse.
Oh, okay.
The police don't bother. We have civilians that get paid mileage, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And item two, I have two items. The second item is our president runs the country with executive orders, right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of making new laws.
Mm-hmm.
Governor Ige should issue an executive order for all state offices and state school buildings the Capitol to turn off the air conditioners until further notice. Within 1 week, they'll get the money to fix the air conditioners in the schools.
Good idea.
Great.
Okay. You have a great day.
You too.
I'll check with you later on.
Okay.
Let you know what's happening.
Take care.
Okay.
Aloha.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my...
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367. 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
She's real fine, my phone.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Oh, George, Rolling Bob is so happy. You know that last caller made my day with that idea? Because, see, that's how I think. Okay, you don't want to fix this? You live like that till it's fixed. Oh,
yep.
People fix it right away.
Yep.
So, yeah, imagine that. Oh, we don't have any AC. Oh, well, we'll work on it. And, you know, they're going to be like the next day. Okay. And you're right. The state has no money. Then they find $1 billion?
Yeah.
You know, imagine any company you'd be fired. It would be like, what do you mean you just found $1 billion? Well, we got a third. You're out. Get somebody in your bank account.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then my third point is, on you're right about the abuse of handicap stickers. I've been telling people this for years. And you know what the biggest abuse is that people argue with me about?
If you're
driving your car, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let's say you have, not picking on grandma or grandpa, let's say you have your grandmother with you. She has a handicap sticker.
Mm-hmm.
You put it in your car. You're not supposed to park in the handicap stall if she doesn't get out the car.
That's right.
It's for the person that's handicapped driving to get out the car to walk in the store. And how many times you see people pull up, throw the sticker on, and run out the car, and they leave the person sitting in the car with the engine running. And I'm going, that's not what it's for. Then the person that's handicapped that needs to get out and get in their wheelchair or something can't park there because you're parked there because you don't want to be inconvenienced walking 10 more feet.
Mm-hmm.
See how? Okay, my last point is, you're right about how the city spends money. So mm-hmm. You heard about the new traffic, the new streetlight project?
What?
$60 million. They're going to replace all the streetlights.
What's wrong with them?
LED lights. Because it's going to save money.
Okay.
So they're going to spend $60 million, and then the end of the article says the contractor will be paid with the money the city saves on energy costs. What? Now just think about that. I come to your house and go, hey, I'm going to put this in. It's going to save you money. Oh, by the way, the money you save, you're going to pay me. So maybe I'm the only one.
Did they say how much money they would save?
No, it just says $60 million, and they did it in L.A., and we have 140,000 streetlights.
And they're going to replace it all?
Yeah, but it's not going to save the city and state any money.
Right, because the money, they got to pay for the contractor that replaced the light. Now, I could see if you said, as the lights burn out, we're going to put in LED lights.
Yeah.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah.
But to just say, we're going to change all the lights?
No, you know, Bob, I think if you follow the paper trail, you're going to find the money.
Oh, of course.
Somebody's been paid. They're not going to do this for nothing.
Oh, and by the way, as I always tell you, George, and to all the listeners, full disclosure, if the governor called me up and said, I'll give you $60 million to replace all the LED lights, that's a great idea. So on that note, as always, take care of your car, to take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks,
okay.
Bob.
Okay.
Okay. So, anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Now, and that's the biggest American word, if the state wanted to save money, they would get rid of stuff like safety check. Safety check, a lot of states have cut it off because the feds cut off the federal funding. Now, those states that cut it off, they're smart. What happened to Hawaii? 40 states don't have safety check. How come we still have it? How come we still doing it? That don't make sense. Okay? The other thing, too, is all safety stickers on the bumper has your VIN number. Yes, I know there's a VIN number by the windshield, but try taking picture of that with your camera. It doesn't take picture because of the glare of the windshield. But if you take it off the safety sticker, it comes out clear. Now, by getting that, you can go to a locksmith, and the locksmiths now, the modern ones, have computerized key cutters. They can cut a key and make a key for your car. And if you have one of those little pods and no key, they can also program a pod that will start your car and open your car up. So you think about it, you know, especially you ladies, okay? Those weirdos can jump into your car without you knowing it, okay? Because they can make a spare key. Anyway, your life, your car.
We have Jeff from Honolulu.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, aloha, George. Been listening to you forever and ever. And then I was curious with your vast experience and whatnot. What is the scoop, and when will we ever start having someone man up, from your point of view, with how many cars we have on the road? And so many places in the world that have either additional fees or just restrictions on how many cars. I mean, we have a finite amount of freeway, and the population's always growing. Who's going to step up to the plate, and does someone need to step up to the plate and start putting some rules in place to keep us from going into gridlock?
Well, if, again, that's a big American word. If our leaders of our state, okay, our so-called leaders, did their work, had common sense, and went to visit other places other than just go visit for vacation, go visit and see how other states do it, how other people do it, they would learn something. For one thing, in Japan, you cannot drive a damaged vehicle. If the vehicle had damage or rust or it doesn't look presentable, a car will be impounded. Now, if you go stand on the corner and look at the cars, more than 50% would be impounded.
Well, I mean, I was in Singapore 25 years ago, and I was the classic example. You got one car, okay, you pay this amount of money. You got two cars, oh, now you pay a lot more money. I mean, in some places they had, you know, just like we had in gas rationing, on and off days, even number, odd number. In other words, it's going to be political suicide to be the first guy to poke your head up and say, oh, we're going to limit your ability to go where you want, when you want, for how much.
Well, I know for...
How long will it be before it has to be done, George?
Well, I know for a fact that about 40% of the vehicles on the road today are not registered. And there is a law since 1950 that all unregistered vehicles be impounded on the spot. Go talk to the city council, and the excuse they're going to give you is we don't have a place to put them. But tow away zone, they tow it away, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what about towing away unregistered vehicles? Right there, look at the money they'll get from the people registering the vehicles or just giving it up. 40%. See? They don't enforce the laws. They make the laws and leave it go, and they make another law to cover that law and another one to cover the next law. But the safety sticker too. That topic. How many cars pass safety check that's not safe? So why have safety stickers? Enforce. We need enforcement. How many cars run red lights? They don't get ticket. You see? So it's the enforcement that's not happening. We need something to happen. And go to other states. Like, for instance, Arizona. You know the handicap ramp? Arizona does not do it like Hawaii. In Hawaii, we pay arm and a leg to put handicap ramps in. I visited Arizona, and I saw the handicap ramps. And I talked to a security guy, and he said, oh, they have the blanks ready to put in. They mark off the corner. They cut it out, and they have a saw that cuts the curb, and they drop the blank in. That's it. They don't break up the road. They don't make a long drag-out thing. It's like laying tile down. I thought, wow. And it's not expensive. Anyway, we need to cut costs. Okay, thanks for the call.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-44. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, but when you said I should, I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom. Something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy has no idea why he was flying high. Because he chose to drink and drive, now I would have to die. A lot of people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita, I want you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenita.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And before we get started, there's a free EES seminar at the Kukui Plaza tomorrow at 2 o'clock. You can call 628-8784. Call them and they'll explain to you. It's a fantastic seminar. Okay, who's next?
We have Dr. Dean on the line.
Hi, Dean.
Hey, just wanted to let the listeners know, keep using the Shell V-Power gasoline, best one in town. I've run all the tests with the other brands, and sad to say, I think there's diesel mixed into the gasoline of the competing brands.
Mm-hmm.
Not too good. What are we going to do about this? But, you know, there's something magical, too, about the Shell gasoline, too. Maybe because it is because of the nitrogen enrichment. That you get better response and better performance, let alone the octane doesn't go south as fast.
Mm. Yep.
Because of the nitrogen enrichment. You know, all during the Olympics, now that the Olympic Games are over, as people would talk about it at work, and you know, just in any given setting, and I would tell people, you know something, when you watch those Olympic Games, you notice like there were motorcycles going down the road or vehicles all going in the background, or they filling station. What if I was to tell you all those vehicles are running on ethanol, and although you didn't get to see it really good, that was an ethanol station, not a gas station.
Mm-hmm.
A filling station that they would show as the runners or the bikers would pass by.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a conversation piece. People said, now how can it be? And one of my coworkers was so skeptical. He went on the internet, he went, you're right. Brazil does run on ethanol. I said, see? Why can't America do the same?
Because of politics.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep, it's all about money.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
thanks, Dean.
Just thought I'd share that with the listeners.
Thank you.
Thanks, George.
Aloha.
Okay, we have Kimo from Nuano on the line.
Hi, Kimo.
Hey, George. How's it going?
Okay.
Hey, well, you answered my basic question on used cars. I'm going to purchase one on the mainland. But, you know, 3 years old, it's a minimum 30% off on that. But, you know, your jar that's filled with rubber parts?
Mm-hmm.
Throw it away, George. I hate to tell you, George, you're preserving those parts just like scientists preserve brains, kidneys.
That jar, Kimo, that jar was to prove to the people.
No, it's not proving nothing.
Ethanol does not eat rubber.
It won't eat it, just like brains, kidneys.
Okay.
Call UH. Call the scientific department at UH.
Kimo.
That's how they preserve.
Kimo, mechanics.
You're preserving your parts for 1,000 years. Oxygen and heat.
Kimo, the reason I did that is because all mechanics are blaming the ethanol for hardening the rubber, eating up the plastic, and all of that. That's the reason I put it in there, okay?
And, okay,
not to show preservative.
I just watched muscle car
seats. It's used to prove a point.
Ethanol conversion with alcohol-resistant gaskets because the stock gaskets will fail.
There you go.
Dry rot.
There you go. I run my vehicle.
Oh, well, it's E85. I just watched it 2 hours ago.
I don't use E85. I use E100. And
well,
both of my
but that's 85% ethanol.
Kimo, do you know it's not 85%? Do you know
not
that?
Not over here, on the mainland.
Yes, on the mainland. Do you know it's not 85%?
Well, that's what they're saying on TV.
Well, that's what they're saying at our pumps, too.
So why would Holly have special alcohol-resistant gaskets in the refit kit? Because you need larger jets.
Because the mechanics are blaming the ethanol, okay? There is no such thing as E85 on the mainland.
That's what they would. I just watched it on TV.
Kimo, you can watch the moon. I test it. I have proof. Do you have proof?
Huh? Well, whatever they have in the gas over here.
Do you have proof? I have proof. And anytime you want to see it, I'll show it to you.
So if you put a vacuum line which holds no fuel that dry rots, what causes the vacuum line, spark plug wires, radiator hoses to dry rot? Heat and oxygen. It's common sense.
Well, you know, if we went to court, Kimo, you would lose. Because
no.
I have all the proof. Do you have proof?
I don't think.
That's all I'm asking. One simple thing. Do you have proof, Kimo?
George, ask me this. How does an exhaust system rust? From the inside or from the outside?
Kimo, the exhaust systems today don't rust.
Yes, they do.
No.
Yes, they
muffler
do.
Muffler shops
and
are having a hard time. Only when you replace them, it does.
Unless it's stainless steel, it won't rust.
No. Go get a torch and try welding the exhaust.
But how does an exhaust system rust?
Thank you, Kimo. We have to go to other calls.
I got you now, George.
Okay. Who's next?
Okay, we have Steve from Kailua.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, George. How's it?
Okay.
Ethanol is king, man. It's liquid gold.
Yep.
That's right.
Only Kimo doesn't believe it because, I don't know. It's sad when you have, uneducated people.
You know, the road's getting bad again. He's my dad's car. It was a Thursday. Before they go to tunnel back to Taylor,
mm-hmm.
Right lane, hole,
yep.
It's like big area. The top.
It's because people don't make noise. People gotta make noise.
Oh.
You know?
And, I had one guy, he goes to my church. He's working for Kiwi. You know, he's working on a rail. He said they would lay him off. He said they're trying to find people who work cheaper. And, I mean, when I was doing roofing, I mean, you got to have a journeyman on a job, you know, not laborers, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But he said he's working down Waikiki doing concrete work. He said, it works slow, you know, hard time paying his bills. And then he bought one Camaro. I said, one classic. Well, oh, no, a brand new one.
Oh, no.
$50,000, huh?
Hmm.
He said,
lose money.
They're just using emotion, you know. That's the trouble with the people over here. They're just using emotion, huh?
Mm-hmm.
of these emotional love or sports. I just wanted to share that.
How you like the ethanol?
Oh, yeah, it's terrific. I'm glad I got it back again. It took me a while, but I got...
Good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Terrific.
Okay.
Take care. Take care.
Yeah, you too. Aloha.
Okay, it's break time. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who do we have on the line?
We have Bruce from Honolulu.
Hi, Bruce.
Hello?
Hi, Bruce.
Hi, George. How are you doing?
Okay.
That's good. Hey, I got caught on the end, but I heard you talking about ethanol, and ethanol is the best alternative for fuel, and it's cleaner, make more power, save more money, and I can attest to this, what you're talking about Brazil, because the Olympics was there, but I have a friend that lived there for 20 years, and I asked him, you're a missionary over there, a Christian missionary. I asked him, you guys got ethanol with it? Yeah. How is it? Good? Yeah, no problem. I say, any kind of problem? No problem. It's good. And I think that's all they have, ethanol. They don't have gas over there. There for 20 years.
Yep. Like I said, my car's been running 100% ethanol 20 years.
Yeah, but like I said, they lived there 20 years. They had no problem. They said ethanol is good.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, and one more thing. What I like about you, George, besides telling the truth and informing the people, but I like because you test. Yeah, you get the truth. Yeah, you bring out the truth. You test. It's not like all talk or shibai or misinformation. I know for you a long time, you test all your stuff. And you prove it that it's real and true.
That's the best way.
Yeah, only way.
Yep.
Yeah, prove it, right? Like you said, prove it.
Yep.
I don't know these people. They cannot seem to. They get confused minds. They cannot believe the truth. They cannot see it.
Sad. It's sad.
Anyway, I just wanted to say no races, but next week, Labor Day weekend, the U.S. Nationals in Indianapolis, the biggest race of the year. You're going to see some really fast times, maybe record-breaking. I think they're going to have Saturday, Sunday, and Monday coverage, so you got to look at I'll maybe bring it up next week, but or by email. But okay. Yeah, if the people are interested, watch that. The biggest race of the year. And then one last thing I want to bring up real quick. I don't know if you guys know or talk about this summit that the evil lying Obama coming next week. And it's like, how come the city got to pay HPD for super beefed up high security that going to cost $4 million in increase of taxes to the people? And I called the city council and asked them why, what is this, who authorized it. They kind of give me answers. And I said, this is not for talk about fishing, yeah. All this high security spend $4 million in extra police security. Why all international people coming? This is only in response to Obama's restriction of the fishing, and meaning like Ariyoshi and others came on the TV saying, not going to get sashimi for Christmas, the fish price going up and shortage of fish. Yeah, Obama, and I was laughing because I was kind of like talking to the TV addressing Ariyoshi. I said, well, you guys believe in your God, Obama. He's the guy that did this, yeah, restricting the fishing. So anyway, back to the convention next week. Why are they coming and all this security and close down the schools? This is crazy. Close down all the schools for one day only to talk about fishing. No, something else is off, something big, something devastating. I don't want to go into it now, but anyway, then it's like I asked, who actually authorize this? Yeah, they listened to the proposal. Who signed it and agreed? And then why do you agree and accept that the city has to pay for that extra security, $4 million worth? Yeah, I said, you know, if I go to the Halekulani to make a wedding, I got to pay for everything. Same thing. They're welcome to come to the convention and have any kind of a workshop or seminar or summit or whatever you like call them, but you have to pay for everything. Why should the city and the taxpayers pay for all this? Yeah. And then I asked, who signed it, who authorized? They don't want to answer me. And I said, okay, now they said they're gonna make millions. I said, well then take all the expense that the city gotta pay by taxation to the people. I said, pay for that, don't tax the people. I said, give me an answer. It's been almost 1 week. They don't call me back and give me any answers. I think they're afraid to talk to me. Anyway, this is, something is wrong, and you know, why the people got to pay $4 million extra for this? You're making millions.
Yep.
Anyway, George, you take care.
Thanks, Bruce.
I'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay, we have Ron from Ala Moana.
Hi, Ron.
Hey, how's it? About 20 years ago, I came across a lady who was confused about the parking meter. She asked me how it operated. So I asked, where are you from? She goes, Malaysia. I says, you guys got free parking on the street? She said, no, we purchase parking stickers.
Oh, that's a good idea.
No hardware, nobody to collect the coins. And
yep.
Take in more income because the guy's going to say, I don't have to get coins to feed the meter. Just buy the doggone sticker and that be done with it.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Hello. Yep.
Yeah.
Get you later.
Okay. Thank you. Anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. Okay? So, anyway. Anyway, we need to cut costs, you know, from all over. And just to let you know, Brazil back in the 50s was third world. Back in 1955, they switched over to ethanol. It brought Brazil out of third world. Okay? Now, if ethanol was so bad. Go back in history again and go look at what Henry Ford, a smart man that invented the first car, said ethanol would be the best fuel for the future of the world. But did people listen? Okay? And if ethanol was so bad, how come it's been running in cars in Brazil since 1955? 1955. Now, it could help the Hawaii economy if we went to ethanol, just like Brazil. Okay, who's next?
Oh, I don't know what happened to Karen, but anyway, we have Marvin from Honolulu.
Hi, Marvin.
How's it going? What, George, I like your show. What happened to the guest desk shell? You guys ran a guest desk a couple, 2-3 weeks ago?
We do it every week.
Okay. Who's still the top guest?
Shell V-Power is at 88 right now.
88?
Yeah, the 92 is 88. Across the country, every brand is at 80, the 92 is at 88. There's no such thing as 92.
They're pulling the wool over our eyes.
It's the legislature. They allowed the oil companies to do it because the oil companies met with them and asked if they could be allowed to lower the octane. And the politician said, oh, yeah, go ahead.
I see. Yep. So Shell is still number one then?
Yes, sir.
How about Heli?
No.
No.
Nope.
No.
Shell is still the number one gas to use.
Yeah. It reflects the cost of gas too then.
Well, if you have the card, the gas card, the fuel card, I think it's 10 cents cheaper, you know.
Oh, that's only to October 2nd or something, but otherwise it's 3 cents.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, thanks a lot. That's all I needed to know. Thanks
okay.
a lot.
Aloha.
All right. Bye.
Okay, we have Karen from Honolulu.
Karen.
Hi, George.
Hi.
My new Toyota Corolla, 2 months old.
Mm-hmm.
Do I still have to check on the oil?
Yeah.
I haven't done that yet.
Oh, boy. Car abuse.
But yeah, I should check my oil.
Always. See, in the old days, every time you fill gas, they check your oil.
Yeah.
But today, it's self-serve, but nobody checks the oil.
Oh, so every time I should just do that then, every week or so?
Every time you fill gas, it's good to check the oil.
Oh, it's been 2 months. I really love my Toyota Corolla.
Where did you get it from?
Maui Toyota.
Very good.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay. Okay, who's next?
We have a off-air question. He wants to know, I guess he wants to paint his car. So he wants to know if you recommend anywhere.
He wants to what?
Paint his car.
It all depends if he wants a really cheapy job or a good job. What does he want?
He didn't ask.
Oh, should ask.
I just asked him what kind of car he has. It's like a 2006 Chrysler Sebring or something.
Oh, that's all he has? 2006 Chrysler?
Yes.
Oh. Okay, well, I don't know. I don't know who would do paint jobs today. Most shops don't do it. You could probably check with AutoTech and ask Tommy who would do it. Maybe some of his workers would do a side job and paint the car.
Why, they don't do complete?
No, nobody does it. Too much time, too humbug, and everybody wants it cheap. The paint itself, the good paint itself, is over $2,000 just for the material. So how many people want to pay that? That's not including labor, okay? So, it's not like before. The paint paint has gone really through the roof, out of sight. Oh, it's time to say aloha. I'd like to thank all the listeners and callers for calling in. And please don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.